Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth, with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. If you want to join me in the chat room, come on over. Go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, scroll down to Willie Bradley's picture and click on that. That will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. This evening, I am joined by trumpeter Willie Bradley. He is here with a brand new release called Going With The Flow. And Willie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terry, for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And so just before we came on, Willie was telling me that he has 12 tracks already for the next release. And Going With The Flow was just released in October. So he has been a busy man.
Yes, I have been. Yes, I have been. You can't sleep in this business. You got to stay ahead of the game.
I understand. I understand that. Now, so you were telling me that Going With The Flow, you worked with a couple of producers on this, and I wanted to start with that. So tell me about that.
Okay, so I worked with Greg Manning, produced two tracks on this. The CD, he produced a remake of Sam Smith's tune called Latch, and he co-wrote Mysterious Traveler. George Freeman, my friend here, and he was my MD when he was playing with me. He co-wrote and produced the title track, which is Going With The Flow, and Bob Baldwin produced Aspen, and Preston Glass, a gentleman, a songwriter, producer out of Los Angeles, produced and co-wrote the other seven tracks.
Now, when you were thinking about this CD, did you have these particular producers in mind to work with?
Well, I had one guy I was working with. George Freeman was the guy I was going to use to produced the whole CD, but then I ran across a great opportunity that I couldn't refuse, and it's funny how it happened. I was opening for Walter Beasley here in Fayetteville, and a lady came up to me after my set, and she said her name was Geraldine Felder, and she was the widow of Wilton Felder, the saxophone player, bass player for the Jazz Crusaders. And she asked me for a business card, and I gave her a business card, and she said she was going to call me the following Monday, and she did. And she asked me, what was I trying to do with my music? Was I trying to play full-time? And little did she know that I was already playing full-time. And she said she had somebody she wanted to introduce me to, and the gentleman's name was Preston Glass. So she asked me to autograph two CDs, one to Preston and one to her, and I did that, and I didn't think any more about it, you know. So you never know who's watching you. And then a few days later, I forgot I had even mailed the CDs out to Los Angeles. And Preston calls me, and he asked me if I was Willie Bradley. I said yes. And he says, my name is Preston Glass. Do you know me? I was like, I think Ms. Geraldine Felder mentioned you. And he said, do you know anything about the work I've done or who I've worked with in the past? And I was like, no, I don't. So he said, well, I'm going to send you a couple of links. And I want you to read the links, and when you get done reading the links, then call me right back. So I started reading the links. Hey, man, I found out that he was a producer and writer of Kenny G's Dual Tone CD. He put Kenny G on the map. Okay, he worked with Natalie Cole, Aretha Franklin, George Benson, Tevin Campbell, and a host of other artists that he had worked with. And when I saw that, I knew I'd hit the jackpot. And we decided right then that he was going to do seven tracks, because I had promised Greg Manning that I was going to let him do two. George had one, and I already promised Bob Baldwin to I would let him produce one other track for me. So Preston did the other seven, and we were able to I was able to raise $24,000 to do the project. So I was able to raise $24,000 on a GoFundMe campaign, and I went out to Los Angeles and recorded 9 of the tracks in 7 days in April.
Wow. Oh, man, that is awesome. Wow. And you mentioned Wilton Felder. His Inherit the Wind album is my favorite. I absolutely love that album. And I have the vinyl. I have the vinyl of that. That is my favorite.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes, yes.
So
before
that's how I got the project done.
Well, you were in good company for sure. That is awesome.
Right.
All right. I do have a phone call for you. Area code 619. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello. This is Janet Walters from San Diego.
Hey, Janet.
How you doing, Janet?
I'm doing fine. I met you at NAMM through Wanda Jazzy Lady, who I just met for the first time in person, though we have been friends for years. And she said, you have to hear this trumpeter. And she pulled me in, I listened, and I'm a fan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, we hear a lot about saxophonists, guitarists, but our trumpeters are out there doing good work, too. So I just wanted to call in and say, I hear you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's so true, Janet. It's so true. And there's some really, really good trumpet players out there, present company included. And, they definitely need to be heard for sure.
All right. Well, I'll let the other callers call in, Willie. I just wanted to say you're doing great work. And I know it's hard because I just finished with an artist doing the same thing. But when people love who you are, they will support your dream. And when your dream comes alive,
ma'am,
you can live it while you're awake.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for your support. I really appreciate that. Call in, Janet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Janet.
Bye-bye.
You have a good evening.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so Willie, now you've worked with Preston, and I read that there's an association between him and David Nathan. Tell me about that. Are you signed to Nathan's label? Are you thinking about that, or how is that working?
Okay, no, I'm not signed to the label. Actually, since Preston wrote the song, Preston is actually signed to the label, and he has and Preston worked with several other artists. And what happened was David Nathan liked a song that Preston and I did that featured Gerald Austin from the Manhattans. And so the UK is real big on soul R&B music, but we have a spin of jazz on it because, you know, I have the trumpet in there. And so the song went to like number 2 on the UK soul charts. We released it and like the first week of September, I believe it was, somewhere around there. And before the song was, before it was all over, it peaked at number 3 at the UK soul charts.
Wow.
No, I'm not signed with the label, but the song was released on the label, which was great.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, pretty good. All right. All right, well, let's take a minute here and listen to some music. I'm going to start with Aspen. So tell me about this one.
Okay, Aspen was written by a gentleman out of Colorado. I'm drawing a blank, but it was produced by Bob Baldwin, and I'm drawing a blank, can't remember the guy's name. Anyway, Bob decided, I sent a song to Bob, and this is actually the first song I had, and it sat in my computer for a whole year, and I almost forgot about it. And then when I started getting music together for my CD, I listened to it, and I let Bob Baldwin hear it, and Bob and I met in Atlanta, and we decided that we had to change some of the sounds in the music to modernize it a little bit, and Bob put his magic on the music, and we came up with Aspen.
All right, from Willie Bradley's Going with the Flow CD, this is Aspen. Nice track there, Aspen, featuring Bob Baldwin on keyboards. That is from Willie Bradley's new release, Going With The Flow. So now, Willie, when you write a song, how much focus do you put on the intended audience, and or do you write the song more for the audience, or do you write it more for yourself?
Well, it's a combination of all three of those, you know, and the first part of it is, you know, since radio is so competitive, getting your music played on the radio and charting, you know, you got to kind of, what I do is I kind of listen to what's being played on the radio and look at what's charting, and you kind of, you know, you got to think about, you know, is this going to be able to be played on radio? Is the radio promoter going to be able to get this played on the radio? That's the pretty much the number one thing. So you kind of got to be long in a little format as far as smooth jazz radio is concerned. And then I think about, you know, part of it is, you know, when I'm laying down and I'm sleeping at night, you know, maybe a hook would come to me and I'll jump up out of my bed. Now I'll get my trumpet out of the case and go down in the garage and, so I won't wake anybody up, and I'll play it in my phone, so I won't forget it. And then, you know, and then I often wonder, hey man, is this going to be appealing to the audience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well. And then is first radio, and then if I like it and I get a good feeling about it, then I'll share it with somebody else that could help me develop the idea that I've given them, which is a producer. And then they help me kind of pull it together. So the question you asked, all three of those are very important. And those three things are things that we think about when we're writing music, or at least that's what I think about. Radio
first,
is it going to be appealing to radio? Is my audience going to like it? And then what's going to be the best way for me to present it to my audience?
And now, have you ever sent a song to radio and they've returned it asking you to, you know, re-edit it or change it in some way?
No, ma'am, I've not had that. And I've released five different singles to radio, and not one have
Good.
Been sent back. No, I've been
okay.
kind of spot on, and they've all done pretty well.
All right, cool. All right, I want to read a review from Ronald Jackson from the Smooth Jazz Ride. He said about Willie's release, this is a distinctly full-bodied, very brassy, well-produced effort that further illuminates this trumpeter who obviously puts his all into what he presents here. Take it to the bank that it is, at the very least, as satisfying as his previous project, a two thumbs up album. You can read the full review at thesmoothjazzride.com. I thought that was really nice. Obviously he enjoyed the CD. So that was a nice review there, partial review there. Have you read the full review?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes, ma'am. It was a very nice review, Ron. And his staff, they were also present at my CD release at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria, Virginia, earlier this year. And, you know, they were, I really, really, you know, appreciate the review. And, you know, it's good, you know, when you get a review like that, because, and that's kind of what I was expecting and what any artist would hope for is a great review on their music, you know.
Yes. Yes.
I just keep pushing.
All right. Now, he also said that one of the standouts on your CD is Sly and the Family Stone's Running Away, and it says not to be missed. This is a cover on the CD. Now, this is a the album itself, There's a Riot Going On. That was released in 1971, but you did a cover of Running Away, and I have to tell you, Willie, it is spot on.
Okay. Well, that was one of the songs that Preston, we talked about, and he said he wanted to remake, and he wanted to help give my album some depth as far as, you know, the people that we were going to have on it, and like Gerald Austin, and we got Club Nouveau, Jay King and Val Watson to sing the music, and we also had Jerry Martini, the original sax player for Sly and the Family Stone, to be in the studio that particular day to do it with me. And it was unbelievable that particular day because I had never met Club Nouveau, and I had never met Gerald Austin. I had never met Jerry Martini. And all of us were in the studio all day that day recording Running Away and In the Meantime with Gerald Austin. I had to keep pinching myself to make sure that that was me that was in there with him. We did it at Pleasure Island in Los Angeles. We recorded those two tracks there, and it was amazing. You know, Preston is phenomenal at, you know, pulling people together. Originally on the Running Away tune, we had a couple people that he thought about, but, you know, in the end, he thought that Val Watson and Jay King from Club Nouveau would really, really put what they needed to put on it to make the song, you know, pop like it did. It sounds, I listen to the original and then I hear that one. It's like spot on. And Jerry, and to be able to play the horn parts on a slide tune with the original sax player that played on it is, you know, that's beyond words I can express.
And then there was Cynthia, who played the trumpet in Sly's band, and you know, and you playing the trumpet on this as well. I'm telling you, it is just spot on. I have to give you kudos for that. Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's take a listen to this. This is Running Away.
One, three, one, two, three.
Running away.
If an artist is going to cover a song, it should be just as good or better than the original. And that is spot on right there. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, how did you like working with Greg Manning?
I love working with Greg Manning. Greg and I are very good friends, first of all. We talk on the phone, several times, a week. Even though I'm on the East Coast and they're on the West Coast, Greg and I are very good friends, first of all. And I ask him his opinion on a lot of my music because he's a very good producer, and he does the same. And we talk and we encourage each other, and we have a beautiful friendship, first of all. And then it's awesome working with him as well.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you already have music ready for the next release. And I kind of want to know what your writing process is like.
Okay. My writing process is, I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, sometimes even if I'm riding in my car, I don't have the radio on. I don't have the music on. It's quiet when I drive in my car. And when I go to some of my shows and I have to drive a good distance, I don't listen to music. I just, sometimes melodies will come to me in my head. And, as soon as I can get a chance, I've even been on an airplane and I would take my phone out and I would hum the melodic line in my phone until I can get to some place where I can actually play it on my trumpet. And, and that's kind of my writing process. And I'll save that and I'll send it to a producer and I'll kind of, tell him what kind of drum beat I'd like to have to it. And, we'll go back and forth over the phone or through email and until we kind of pinpoint exactly what it is that we want to achieve in the song.
Okay.
And sometimes that's one way. And go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask a lot of artists, when they, even though they may play a different instrument, when they start writing a song, they use the piano. And I was wondering, do you play the piano? Do you use the piano to write your music and then, transfer it to the trumpet?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have a piano in my home. And yes, I do. And sometimes I play the piano. And sometimes it's easier for me to, if I play the melodic line, my piano skills aren't as good as I would like for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll make sure I send my ideas to a producer real quick. And they're able to pick up the chords. And I'll say, no, not that chord. And then I'll say, well, add a ninth or 11th to it, and then that's pretty much how we, do it back and forth. I can do my chords on my piano, but like I said, in order to get the exact sound I want, I send my music to another producer that is a great piano player most of the time, like Greg Manning, or George Freeman, Bob Baldwin. So these are guys that I have at my disposal. These are my friends. So when I have an idea, I can just shoot it right to them. It's much easier for them than it is for me to get the chords that I actually need.
So we won't be hearing you play piano on any of your music anytime soon?
No, you won't be. No,
okay.
Man. I'm a trumpet player.
Okay. All right, Ms. Wanda Jazzy Lady is on the phone. Hey, Wanda.
Oh, my God.
Well, hello. Good evening, Terry. What did you say? Oh, my God. Hello, my friend, trumpeter Willie Bradley.
Hey, Wanda, how you doing, sweetie? How you doing, dear?
I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
Well, as always, I'm loving your music, and I want to thank Miss Janet, my friend, for my lovely shout-out. And, yes, I introduced her to your music and to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well,
trumpet players are underrated to me, and I love all of them. They don't get the coverage. Yes, I love sax, but they don't get the coverage that a saxophone gets or, like when they have the jazz festivals. They'll put the trumpet, the little silhouette up, but there's no trumpet player on the festival.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've noticed that.
Yeah, Wanda, that's changing, Wanda. That's changing. Sometimes we just gotta keep pushing through, And you got to just, you know, only the strong survive in this business. And sometimes you just got to keep pushing through.
That's true.
Well, and I'm pushing through. I'm pushing through.
Well, I can't wait to see you perform on Vroom in a couple of months in Durham.
Okay.
That's gonna be nice. But I just wanted to stop through and say hello.
Well, I appreciate it, Wanda. I always do.
I know you do.
And I
appreciate
I also want to say thank you to Wanda, too, because Wanda was one of the persons that made a couple of donations to help me get my CD done.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you for that. Thank you very much, Wanda.
Welcome.
I want to thank you publicly.
You are quite welcome, because what I believe, like Michael Anthony Fields always tell me, that I believe in the artist. And you all work hard to produce music for our ears. You work really, really hard, and a lot of people don't know what's going on behind the scenes when you're actually producing music. Like, one person's in California, they send you a track. Other person's in Florida, they send you a track. And then it all comes together, and what we see is the finished product. We don't see all the behind-the-scenes part of it.
No, you guys don't. But you know what? I love the process, you know, and this is what I signed up for. And I'm going to see it through all the way. Success,
and you're doing
is
a great job at it.
Yes,
and you're doing
you're
doing a very good job. And like Ron Jackson said, you know, they saw you at your show at your CD release at the Carlisle, and that was a very good show, because a lot of times we don't get to see a lot of artists perform just them on their own show. They're usually mixed with someone else.
Yeah.
And I like to see just that particular artist sometimes, to see their potential, you know, just to hear that person without being mixed with a lot of other people. Like on the festival sometimes, you know, it's fine, but sometimes I want to get to know that artist with their music.
I totally agree with you on that, Wanda, totally.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Well, I'm going to let you all go.
All right, ma'am.
And Mr. Triple the Bradley, I will see you in September.
Okay, Wanda. I'll see you in September.
All right. And Ms. Terry, it's always great to speak with you as well. Talk to you all later.
Likewise. Thank you for calling.
Right, bye.
Okay,
right, bye-bye, Wanda.
Willie, have you found that your audience has grown since you started, and are they more appreciative of the trumpet?
Yes, ma'am, they are. You know, I have a huge following, more so on the West Coast than I do, I think, on the East Coast. But the East Coast is finally coming around, you know. And I'll tell you something, and I said just last summer I got a chance to play the Newport Beach Jazz Festival.
Okay.
And Rick Sherman said, Willie, I've been watching you for the past 3 years. I didn't know that. Okay. And to be have an opportunity to play that festival, and that's huge. And then just recently I got a call from Art Good. I'm going to be at Catalina Jazz Track October 14th California and Catalina Island. You know, hey. Another one, he said, Willie, I've been watching you for 4 years. I'll be at Spaghettini on September 30th. So when I come out there, I'll be out there on the 29th to do a block party in Carson. And then the 29th, I'm doing it, like I said, the block party. The 30th, I'll be at Spaghettini. And then I'm waiting on confirmation for the Carson Jazz Festival on October 6th. And then I'll be at Catalina Jazz Track on the 14th, and I'll come back home. I'll be out there for a few weeks.
Wow. Well, you're right. It is changing. Yeah, it is changing.
It is.
So that's good.
You know.
I'm glad to hear that because sometimes, you know, and I guess I have to include myself in that too, when you're just used to a certain artist or a certain instrument, and you're just not sure about a different instrument, you never know, you know. But I'm glad that that is changing, and that the trumpet is finally making its way forward on stage. So good for you. I'm happy for you.
Hey, you know, and Terry, you know, a lot of it is the trumpet, but a lot of it is you know, I've been putting the work in. You know, I've been consistent and persistent in making sure that I do all the things that I'm supposed to do to make sure that I'm getting noticed, and I'm on my social media pages every day. I do all of my booking myself, so. Hey, all my marbles are in this basket. So, you know, I don't have a booking agent. My booking agent's name is Willie Bradley. And, you know, I do everything. I have a manager. He's my first cousin, Don Harrison. And he does my press kit for me, you know, for the most part. But, you know, I'm doing like 90% of the work.
Okay.
And
all right.
I love it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play one more track. I'm going to let you pick it.
You know, I want people to hear the track with Gerald Austin.
Okay.
Because that was one of the best songs I feel like, you know, Preston wrote for the CD. And I got an opportunity to play with an icon in the music industry, Mr. Gerald Austin. And the message in the music is huge for where we're living at this day and time. And I really think that, you know, in the meantime, it's a track I'd like for you to play, the final track.
All right, here it is.
We've got to live together. Let's give each other strength to hold on, be strong. live together and work it out. Be strong.
Does that voice take me back to the Manhattan days? Wow. Man, you know, kiss and say goodbye, hurt. Oh, my gosh, that takes me way back. That's nice.
Man, they're still touring.
Yes.
The Manhattans are still touring.
That had to be such a – I mean, you were actually in the studio with him when he was when you guys were recording
yes.
that? Oh my goodness!
Yes, I told you. Well, it was us. It was me, Gerald Austin, and J. King, Val Watson, and Jerry Martini, and several friends, and were in the studio. Miss Geraldine Felder was there, and several of their friends. You know, it was a lot of people in that studio that day.
And
phenomenal,
you know, to be in a studio to record music live is really rare these days, because so much is done over the internet. But man,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have been a fly on the wall to see that session, that recording session. Yeah, that's a nice track.
It was awesome.
Yeah, a nice
Thank
track.
You.
Now, are you thinking about your next release on this, the next single?
I'm thinking about possibly. I'm tossed between Aspen and Mysterious Traveler right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I said that I was going to that. In the meantime, was my last song, but I'm going to close the show with Mysterious Traveler, just so the listeners can get a feel for that. So I'll close the show for that. Now, you've already told us where you're playing next, so let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Okay, you can find me on Willie Bradley II, Roman numeral 2. My first page is Willie Bradley, but it's already full, but I still operate off of both pages on Facebook,
okay.
Willie Bradley and Willie Bradley 2. And then my website is www.williebradley.net. It's williebradley.net. And I'm Smooth Jazz Willie on Instagram.
Okay.
And that's where you can find me.
All right. So tell me about Mysterious Traveler.
Okay. Mysterious Traveler, Greg Manning and I co-wrote this tune. And I came up with the pieces of it, and Greg kind of put the melodic line together. And it's a little different, but we wanted different, you know, when it was time to go to radio. And,
yeah,
you know, Mysterious Traveler, and, well, you know, I talked about, you know, him doing a song that would be representative of me and, you know, based on some of the things that I've gone through as far as my life is concerned, ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of derived a sectional part of the song, you know, kind of expressive of that.
All right. Willie, thank you again for the opportunity to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on your show.
And well, I appreciate that. And you're very welcome. And hopefully you'll get back here in back to Vegas again so I can come and see you.
Okay, I'm trying to get there. I'm working. I think I'm pending on a date. Waiting on a date that's pending right now for August 11th for being in Vegas. I think they're working out some stuff now. It's a possibility, strong possibility.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, all righty. I think I know what you're talking about, and I will definitely be there. So I'll be looking out for that for sure.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to let you know as soon
sir.
As I find out. Here.
Okay, I appreciate
yes,
that. Thank you again, and you have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
All right, that's trumpeter Willie Bradley. His brand new release is called Going With The Flow. You'll find that on his website, williebradley.net. Ollie J, welcome to the chat room. You got here a little late, and I'm getting ready to sign off, but I'm happy to have you here, see you here nonetheless. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time from Willie's new release, Going with the Flow. This is Mysterious Traveler. Have a good evening.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Follow the Jazz Queen on Twitter @Jazz_Queen, on Facebook and Instagram @TalkingSmoothJazz, and visit the website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com.